God has been good. God is still being good. And God will always continue to be good. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. I know some of you are looking at your watch and thinking, does he know what time it is? Go ahead, Miss Tamara. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
So he tested me and wanted to see how I could, you know, I was my own attorney, I represented myself. And to watch some people, you know, try to shatter my spirit and talk down on me.
Yeah.
Knowing I've done the best I can for so long for all three of my kids, I kept questioning myself if I'm not good enough for two. I mean, if I'm good enough for two, how come I'm not good enough for her?
Right. Amen.
I realized I was doing that, and I finally just gave up. And I said, Your Honor, I just want to give you this paper that I have to present to you. And I'm going to leave it be. You know, that's all I can do.
Amen.
And he gave me an option to write a letter to him to say anything that I wanted to say. You know, my letter pretty much insisted on, yes, he has a past. Mine isn't that extreme, but I have been faithful to God. You know, I wasn't.
Yeah. Amen.
And if they're trying to make a life for themselves and for their family, and we're trying to build a godly home,
amen.
Then we have to give them that opportunity. And I left him with that. It was emailed to him, and I left him with that. He left and could not make a decision on Thursday. God said, did you really give it to me?
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
There's no bond.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not going to happen. And I'm really at peace. And I just have to give him praise because my dad's finally a sober man. And he's sober-minded. My son's questioning salvation. He wants to know.
Amen.
You know, how do you get into heaven? What God sacrificed for us? I had to call with my dad up at 11:30. And then in the middle of the night, it was going on so hard. And I couldn't pull the Bible off the shelf.
Yeah.
So he blessed me beyond any measure.
Amen, sis.
And I was very thankful for the opportunity to be out there for the kids and to be, you know, I didn't want to be a builder, but because builder is just not a place for
me. Amen.
My history here. So I could tell him, you know, you gotta go. I've seen something new every single
week. Amen.
And it's God for me.
Yeah.
And I just want to give him all the honor and the glory and the praise.
Amen. 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 Yes, ma'am. Glory to God. What a blessing. Amen, Carl.
Do
Yeah. God bless you, Brother Carl. Amen. Sure. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Doesn't look a whole lot like a homeless dope head now, does he? Amen. Go ahead, darling. Yeah. One of my bus kids right there, amen. Now she's a bus captain, hallelujah. First Timothy, give me 10 country minutes and we'll be out of here, okay? You say, what's a country minute? You'll know in a little while, amen. First Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12, the Bible said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Woo! Who hath enabled me and counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. I want to say I live one of the greatest lives that any man could ever live. As a man, God has been good to me. Just as a man, God has been good to me. If I was still a plumber working in them high-rises down in Atlanta, if I was still digging ditches and putting in sewer lines and water lines, I'd still just have to look at my life, Brother Freddie, and say, God has been so tremendously good to me. I've got more than any man could ever ask for. He gave me a smoking hot wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Amen. There are many men out of the ministry because of the woman they married. I've got a wife who has stood by my side, amen, who has raised my children while I traveled all over this country, amen. I always thought, I did, it was always in the back of my mind, I have anxiety issues about certain things. And I've always thought in the back of my mind, as soon as that last kid leaves, she's going with him. I just always had that fear. As soon as Katie gets married, she's gone. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, how could anybody live with this and still love me? Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my children. I got three of the best kids any man could ever ask for. I've never been to jail to get one of them out. I've never got that phone call in the middle of the night. Amen. I've got to see my two girls walk down the aisle pure. Amen. They've got good homes and good marriages. I've got now five of the prettiest grandbabies you ever laid your eyes on. I'm not kidding. I mean, they're just wonderful. My how old's Hayden? Seven? Eight. My eight-year-old grandson was my shadow at Ladies' Day yesterday. He walked up here on this platform with me and helped me welcome our ladies yesterday morning. There's two ladies sitting beside behind Sister Candace that are not from our church, and she overheard them talking. And one lady said, "That's so cute, that little boy, come up there with the pastor like that. I wonder who he is." And the other lady said, "I think it's his grandson." And the other lady said, "No way. No way that man's old enough to have a grandson." I gave her a love offering. And the other lady said, "He's too old to have a son that young. And the kid looks just like him. It's got to be his grandson." Man, what a blessing to have grandkids. Got a home and vehicles. And I mean, you just name it. God's been good to me. That's just as a man. But I want to say, as a pastor, God's been good to me. As a pastor, God has been good to me. I came here 22 years ago in the old building in Dallas. 22 years ago. I didn't have sense enough to get out of a shower of rain. One of the godliest men I've ever known asked me to be his pastor. I had no idea what I was doing. Brother Freddie, I didn't go to nobody's school. Don't have a Bible degree. Well, I do. I got one online. I did. I took some classes a long time ago. I just didn't let it affect me none. I didn't know how to be a pastor. I had no idea. And I am so glad for what the Bible said. He hath enabled me. Amen. You say, "Boy, I wish I could do something like that, but I just don't think I can do it." You can't do it, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank God he has given us the ability all these years. I remember when I first started preaching, I had old preachers. I'll never forget, I preached at Pumpkin Vine Baptist Church as just a kid preacher. I was just a squirt in my early 20s. I stood up there and preached, and the preacher told me when I got done, he said, "Son, if you don't reserve your voice, you won't make it 5 years." He's dead. Amen. He's dead, and I'm still preaching and got more voice today than I've ever had in 22 years. He's enabled me, Brother William. He's given me what I stand in need of. I'm telling you, I came here, I was so young and dumb, I didn't have a clue. Brother Charles, I remember every verse. If I quoted a verse, Brother Charles turned to it and checked it. I ain't kidding, man. That guy checked my... Man, if I quoted John 3:16, Brother Charles, go. I'd say stuff and Brother Charles would go, "Oh, brother." I'm glad I hadn't heard one of those in a while. I started pastoring. My mama gave me a set of books she won in the bus ministry years ago by Oliver B. Green. And she gave me Oliver B. Green's commentary on the book of Romans. And I decided on a Monday that starting Wednesday, I was going to teach Brother Hofford through the book of Romans. I was going to just teach that whole book of Romans on Wednesday nights. I got up on that Wednesday night and I said, "Folks, I'm going to do something we've never done before." I said, "We're going to teach through the book of Romans." I said, "And I'm going to do my best to give you a suppository message." It's supposed to be expository. But out my mouth that came. And I'd love to tell you some other things I've said. And if you think that was inappropriate, yeah. But over these years, God's enabled us to do what we do. People ask me all the time, Brother Eddie, how did you do that? People used to ask me all the time, man, how'd you build that church? I didn't build that church. I had nothing to do with it. I've just been faithful to do what God asked me to do. Amen. God, he said on this, Jesus said on this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. He's enabled us over these years to do what we've done. Thank God. Brother Johnny Bone, dear friend of ours, known him for years and years, great preacher and man of God. He called me one time, been years ago, and on a Saturday night, he and I were talking, and he started bragging on me. I'd been to New York or somewhere and just got back from preaching, and he just started laughing. He said, you know what? He said, somebody told me. Yeah, Brother Johnny know me most of my life. He said, somebody told me one day you'd be preaching in New York. He said, I'd have laughed in their face. And then he got serious and he got to crying. He said, Brother, I just can't get over how God's using you. I just can't believe what God's doing in your life. And I asked Brother Johnny a question. I said, Brother Johnny, why do you think God would use somebody like me? I'll never forget his answer. It stuck with me for 20 years. Here's what he said. He said, Brother Eddie, I've given that a lot of thought. I thought, well, this is going to be good. I said, okay, why does God use somebody like me? He said, I've got the answer. He said, you're just crazy enough to do whatever he asked you to. That wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting, well, you're just such a godly young man and you just have so much talent and blah, blah, blah. And no, you're just crazy enough to do whatever God asked you to do. Amen. And that's what it's been the 22 years. Whatever God said, move to Villa Rica and buy a $2 million building. All right. Everybody in three counties said we was crazy. We'd be bankrupt in 6 months. Here we are. Jam-packed, parking lot full, Sunday school full, buses full. Hallelujah. It's been God who's enabled us. I've got a better job than any president ever has. Amen. Amen. I wouldn't trade jobs with Obama if my life depended on it. I wish somebody else would, but I don't want to. Quickly. His job is dependent on the vote of the American people. It only lasts 4 years. Doctors. I've got a better job than any doctor in the planet. Amen. His job depends on a diagnosis and treatment. He's not a healer. I work for one. Amen. I work for one who can touch a fevered brow. I love one who can touch a closed womb, who can't have a baby and give a family a child. I work for one who can touch cancer and make it go away. Woo! Hallelujah. I got a better job than any doctor. I got a better job than a lawyer. Amen. Man, I don't know how some of them guys sleep at night. I really don't know how they sleep at night. Their job's dependent on a jury. I got a better job than the richest stockbroker in New York City. His job depends on the economy. Boy, I'd hate to have his job. Amen. Are you listening? My job is dependent too. My job is dependent on God. Amen. I'm glad I don't have an education to depend on. I'm not against education. But I'm glad that's not what I'm trusting in to do what I do. I'm not trusting in some Bible class that I took. I'm not trusting in some knowledge that I have. I'm not trusting in a Greek New Testament. I'm trusting in the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. God is my helper. God is my strength. And I'm going to continue for the next 22 years to do exactly what I've done for the last 22 years. As a pastor this morning, and I'm done. I'm almost done. I promise. As a pastor this morning, I want to say I appreciate a book that has no fault. Amen. You say, "Oh no, you're one of them." I sure am.
Yes, sir.
I believe that 1611 King James Bible from cover to cover. I believe every exclamation point. I believe every question mark. I believe every period. I believe the maps, bless God. I love this old Bible. Let me say it again. I love this old Bible. Amen. Somebody said, which version you preach from? I said, the only version there is. The others are just perversions. Amen. Somebody said, you believe you can get saved out of another, reading from another version of the Bible? Of course I do. You'd be retarded to believe otherwise. But why settle for something less when you can have the best? Well, that King James Bible's easier to understand. Really? I'm not going to stay on this long. Really? It's easier to understand? Let me ask you a question. It's written on a fifth grade reading level.
Yes, sir.
I mean, here, we're going to compare NIV and KJV right quick. Which is easier to understand for your children? Yeah. Butter or curds?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of your children get up in the morning and say, Mama, can I have some curds on my toast?
Yeah.
If you looked at your kid and said, would you like some curds on your popcorn? No. Tell me it's easy to understand. That's just the devil putting a thought in your head. Hey, he's trying to lessen the word of God. I'm glad I got the real deal. I'm glad I got that book that has stood the test of time. It's been hated. It's been banned. It's been burned. But yet it's still the most printed book on the face of the planet. Thank God for the book that has no fault. Amen. Thank God for the book. That, you know what I've done for 22 years? Levi, for 22 years, I've just preached that book right there. Don't come to me after church and say, no, I disagree. I want to show you. No, don't show me nothing. I ain't got time to fight with you. I got cake to eat. And you ain't going to change my mind. You and $1 million won't change my mind. How many of you thank God you got a book that has no fault? Shout amen. You ain't got to. Hey, preachers are changing. Preachers are walking away from it. Preachers that used to preach exactly what I'm preaching right now have sold their Bible.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what I say? Some of them I grew up with and they're my friends and I love them. I believe they never really believed what they was preaching to start with. There was just a time in the independent fundamental Baptist movement that was popular. So they got on the popular, I'm a King James man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all sound like you're dying on me. Thank God for a book that has no fault. I appreciate a book that has no fault. Number two, I appreciate a blood that has never failed. I appreciate the blood. Hey, we got preachers in America that won't even mention the blood. Because you're from the right side of the track. You're not saved because you're the right color or come from the right sect. If you're saved, it's because of the blood of the precious Lamb of God. No other reason. No other reason. Thank God for the book that has no fault. The blood that has never failed. We stood here and looked at these kids, so diverse. So diverse. I didn't want to say too much in front of them. It'd break your heart if you saw where some of them live.
Right, sir.
Come on. Little trailer with no glass in the windows, cardboard and duct tape.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
You'd blow your mind how many times I've had these children stop me in the hall and say, Brother Eddie, would you pray for my daddy? He's in prison.
Yeah.
I've heard that over and over and over and over and over. Brother Eddie, would you pray for my mama? My mama's on heroin. You listening? And I'm glad when they come in this place, they're on the same level as I am, and they're on the same level as you are. There's not one better than the other. Don't you ever look down your nose, because the same blood that saved your hide saved them. Glory to God. Amen. I ever catch somebody looking down on one of these bus kids, we'll whip you in Jesus' name. Beat you till the smoke alarm goes off.
Yes, sir.
I just don't like them bus children. You looking at war.
Amen.
That's the best Joel Osteen I got right there. One of y'all scoundrels.
I put in this morning, I had a gift laying on my...
We look alike, don't we? Stinking liar. Thank God for the blood that has never failed. Never has the Lord looked from the mercy seat in heaven down at a child, or down at a drunk, or down at a dope addict, or down at somebody living in adultery, or somebody living in sin, somebody who have committed a heinous crime. Not one time has he ever looked down and said, no, you're not worthy of this blood. Not one single time. Thank God he died for all. I said he died for all. His blood still covers a double L sin. Amen. Some people think they're saved because they deserved it. No.
You're right. Come on,
preacher. Hell's what I deserve.
Amen.
Hell's what you deserve.
Yes,
if you don't know Christ, you can know him before we leave here today.
Yes,
thank God for the book that has no fault, the blood that's never failed. Listen, I'm done. Thank God for the blessed hope.
Yes, sir.
That is my future.
Yes, sir.
That's what I've preached for 22 years, Brother William. The book, the blood, and the blessed hope.
Yes, amen.
Them three things right there will keep you out of hell.
That's right.
Amen. Them three things right there will keep your marriage together.
Yes.
Them things will keep your children out of jail.
Yes.
Them things will keep you from adultery.
Yes.
Them things will keep you walking right and looking right and acting right. Them three things will make you love one another. It'll make you love sinners. It'll make you have compassion in your heart. Thank God for the book and the blood and the blessed hope. You say, what is that blessed hope? There's coming a day.
Yes.
There's coming a day, and I believe very soon.
Yes.
According to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, there's a trumpet's going to sound.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, was this old idiot, this dear gentleman, who had a television program, one of them televangelists, called the Shepherd's Chapel. Anybody ever seen that? Don't listen to that guy. He's a moron.
Yes, sir.
M-O-R-R-O-N. Is that how you spell it? That ain't it, is it? Who's the moron now? All he does is teach and just grunt. Yeah. That bunch preaching about that rapture, that flyaway crowd.
Yeah.
They ever singing, I'm going to fly away.
Yeah. Come on,
well, I am.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I believe the old guy's probably saved. Just got his doctrine mixed up.
That's right.
I hope I pass him in the air.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go. Because one of these days, I'm going to fly away.
Yes.
I'm going to take a flight without an airplane. Hey, I'm not just saved from my sin. I'm saved for heaven, friend.
Amen.
I got some friends who are already there.
Yes,
sir. K. Fuller, where you at? I had to come home from vacation one time. I was down there at Florida, at Norman's. Me and Norman had to drive all night and get home because your brother had taken his life.
Yeah.
Do you know where he used to sit? Right back there on the back. Right there in that corner. He'd sit back there and hear me preach. He'd lift that little hand, tears rolling down his eyes.
Yeah.
He'd hug my neck and go out the door. He'd say, I love you. I love you, boy. And I had to come home and preach his funeral. And I got to look at his little sister. And I got to look at his mom and dad. And say, James is in heaven this morning. How do you know? I know when he got saved. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God this morning. We got hope.
Amen.
We just buried a grandbaby.
little stillborn grandbaby, Miss Olivia Rose. I picked up that little casket. Brother William wasn't much bigger than my Bible. And I thought I didn't get to hold her. I was in New York. I didn't get to see her. Oh, but one of these days I will. One of these days I will. I know where that baby's at. Hallelujah. I know where my Aunt Gail is. I know where my granny is. I know where my daddy is. Glory to God, man. I've never lost a loved one that I didn't know where they were. Isn't that a blessing? Man, a blessed hope. One of these days Jesus is coming. And I've made up my mind, Levi. We're just going to do this till he comes. We're just going to do this till he comes. Amen. Thank God. 22 years. It's been good. It's been better than the screen machine. It's been wonderful. And I'll be honest with you. Sing, y'all come on and get a song. I'll be honest with you. Why don't y'all sing What Never Changes? Y'all do it. I think it just keeps getting better. I think it just keeps getting better. Somebody said to me one day, not too long ago, they said, I don't know if I like the church getting so big. Man, it's like, it'd be like me holding that new grandbaby yesterday, looking in them little blue eyes and saying, you know, I just don't know if I like a thing getting so big. I don't ever want to see another new member walk down the aisle and say, ah, we got enough. Now, there's still people out there dying and going to hell. I don't care how big it gets. We're going to keep this home church testifying, singing, shouting. We're going to keep it. I don't care if we run 1,000. It's going to be just like this right here. Just be more of us. Amen. Let's stand our feet this morning. I know what time it is. Listen, God dealing with your heart this morning. You got a burden, you got a need, come tell the Lord about it. A bunch of you already been in the altar this morning. Maybe there's somebody here, you're not sure if you're saved. If you died right now, you're not sure heaven would be your home. Why don't you come? Let us take this book, share with you about the blood, and give you that blessed hope this morning. God dealing with your hearts. You come. Y'all go ahead and sing.